Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear friends, I've read from theologians through the centuries, different ones, that there are three depths to the soul. There is the surface level of the soul. You could almost call that the shallows, surface level shallows, that sort of thing. And the majority of our time the majority of the time that our soul is operating, we're spending most of our time there in the shallows. It's typically that time in the shallows consists of mainly distractions. I don't know if you've heard this research on brain study and what we think about, but it's now believed that 95 to 99% of what we think about at each moment or throughout the day is nothing but distractions. Things like this. Maybe you're thinking about things like this. What temperature should I put the turkey on for Thanksgiving Day? You may be thinking about that right now. How is the tire pressure in my car? I need to go check. Perhaps, I wonder what the weather's going to be tomorrow. Or you wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning. Boy, I really need to change the frame on my glasses so it matches more of my clothing. Do you ever wake up at 2 a.m. and think such things? No judgment. You know, we're all, our brains are wired with distractions. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, some of those distractions you're probably arguing, Pastor, that's really important to get the temperature of the turkey right on Thanksgiving Day. And I agree. I'm not arguing against that. Just making a point here this morning that 95 to 99% of our thinking is nothing but distractions. You see, there's a deeper place to go with the soul. If you go one step deeper, it's perhaps called the Midlands. In the Midlands of the soul, that's where we think about our desires and dreams for life. And that's important. That's how we come up with purpose for living. We think of such things like, I'd like to volunteer in my retirement. Or we think about as a youth, I want to be a school teacher. Or we think about a sporting career. I want to run a certain time when I want to run the race. And that's important. It gets to purpose and why we do what we do. There's a deeper level of the soul than just our own ambitions and desires. The depths of the soul is where we meet God. We find out about His purposes. How do you get there? The depth, the deep part of the soul, is our topic today. Prayer. Prayer breaks through the distractions. It goes deeper. Beyond our own ambitions and our goals, to the depths of the soul, where we partner with God. You see, we get on a pattern of being about His purposes, not just our own. This morning in our gospel text, you're probably thinking we're finally done with David and the life of David. I was thinking that too last week. I'm excited about preaching about some of the gospel texts coming up in Luke's gospel. In this morning's account in Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells a parable and he gives the message away right there in verse 1. What is this parable about? Pray persistently. Always pray and never lose hope. Never lose heart. That's what it says. Always pray and never give up. That's another way to put this. Different translations have it in different ways. And he gives us example of the persistent widow, and we're to kind of consider her example. She reaches the depths with her soul. She prays. Why is it that you and I struggle with that? What are some reasons why we don't pray and we sit around the distractions and that's just what fills up our minds? I thought about that this last week in my own personal walk and journey and came up with some ideas, and these are also based on our text here from Luke chapter 18. Part of the reason why we don't reach the depth of the soul is that we're waiting so much in life. And when we're waiting, we fill our minds with distractions. Do you guys realize how much waiting you do in your life? We do a lot. Studies suggest that we spend somewhere around 5 years of our life waiting. Some studies say a little bit less, maybe it's around a year, but nonetheless, a year or 5 years, whatever it is, it's a lot. We spend time waiting for the red light to turn green. We spend time, and we listen to the radio, whatever's coming up. We spend time waiting for school to end. I can't wait till June. And then when it comes, we can't wait until school starts again. We can't wait for the Beavers to finally win a football game. We wait in the grocery store. Again, nothing wrong with waiting, but we lose that sense of urgency, and we're waiting all the time, and our mind becomes distracted. Now, my friends this morning, take a look at the widow in Luke 18. She's waiting too, like you, waiting a lot more.